There's been a lot of attention on the economic help available to businesses during the current health and financial crisis. But there's also a lot of questions about the various programs and how to apply. WAER's Chris Bolt had a chance to talk with Jeffrey Boyce, who just took over as Syracuse branch manager of the Small Business Administration. And he knows there's some confusion out there.
You know, I think we can always do a better job of promoting and informing small businesses about our services. I mean, look, their focus is on running their business. That's what they're good at. So, yes, you know, a big part of my job is to reach out and to educate these folks, frankly, on the different programs and resources that we have available in close coordination with our partners. So that'd be, you know, lending institutions, state and local economic development groups, chambers of commerce, trade associations, higher ed institutions. We work closely with them and directly to engage with small business entrepreneurs to help them really find the best financial and technical assistance to get them through whatever they're dealing with, including the coronavirus.
I wanted to know what advice you might have about understanding the stimulus bill approved by Congress, how a business owner might find out what they qualify for, and if those funds are still available.
CARES Act and the stimulus funding did a couple of important things. It enabled the SBA to make some changes. So prior to the coronavirus disaster, we've had for many years something called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the EIDL loan. It typically comes into play when there's some kind of a natural disaster, so think an earthquake or a hurricane or a flood. With the coronavirus, we were able to get the entire state designated as a disaster zone. And what that meant was that businesses and private nonprofit organizations impacted by the virus and the economic consequences of that were eligible to tap those long-term low-interest loans. But with the CARES Act legislation to enable the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Emergency Advance, and that's the ability for small businesses to apply for up to $10,000 in an emergency quick disbursement to aid them in dealing with the impacts of the pause of the shutdown.
Boyce shared with me one pretty big part of the federal stimulus might really have more trickle-down effect to workers.
Even more significantly, the program that's really received a lot of attention is the Paycheck Protection Program, or P3 as it's often referred to. Small businesses do not apply directly to us like they would for the EIDL loan program, but instead they work through one of our lending partners, so banks and credit unions are able to work directly with businesses and private not-for-profits to make those Paycheck Protection Program loans. The allocation of funding for that program is massive, is really unprecedented. It's $349 billion, but it's that big because the need is that big, frankly. And already we've seen that hundreds of thousands of loans have been reviewed and approved, and they correspond to funding in excess of $130 billion. And it's specifically designed to enable businesses that had to scale way back or potentially even to shut down based upon their average monthly payroll to continue or reestablish their payroll and pay their employees so those individuals can in turn pay their bills so that the economic impact of this pause, of this shutdown, is hopefully a little less severe.
Two factors of the P3 program particularly interested me. I had heard some stimulus loans never have to be paid back. Also, I asked him about someone who works as a private contractor or a sole proprietor, people who make their income pretty much on their own in their own shop or business, if they're eligible.
The types of entrepreneurs that you mentioned are equally eligible for our programs, and so that's an important message to get out there. And you know, importantly, the Paycheck Protection Program is also a source of assistance for, as you said, these folks that are self-employed, part of the gig economy. They would look at their and calculate their average monthly, in this case, payroll, their own payroll for themselves, and that would be the basis upon which they could apply for some funding. It's also important to know that the Paycheck Protection Program, it's designed to be forgivable. Demonstrate that you use those funds to cover those payroll costs and other eligible costs, number one, and number two, that you maintained or reestablished your pre-disaster headcount, you can then apply for forgiveness of the entire loan amount.
Boyce told me his staff is working pretty much mostly at home, and they're busy. But rather than feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, He used some unexpected words to describe how he's feeling about working with businesses.
Surprisingly, as you talk to folks on the phone or as we trade emails, people reaching out are remarkably calm and really appreciative, frankly, of the assistance that we're providing. And it is really, frankly, very rewarding to help folks find the right program, complete whatever paperwork they need to. And, you know, most rewarding of all is to hear when they're getting the funding and knowing that businesses, maybe some that we even, you know, get to see ourselves in our local areas, see them continue to survive, be strong, and hopefully come out the other side of this really unprecedented situation in great shape and continue into the future. So exciting and rewarding, I guess, are the two words I would use to describe the work that we're doing right now.
Thanks to Small Business Administration Branch Manager Jeffrey Boyce. Again, to find out more information about various types of assistance, go to sba.gov. You can also go to our website to hear this interview again, share it, and for links to some of the resources, that's waer.org. I'm Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.